April was basically a very good month for everything except the International Fund, which declined in April. And everything else was up very solidly. The S&P 500 was up about 1.6%. The S Fund was up 4.8%, which is a lot in 1 month. And I Fund, though, as I said, was down 2.35%. Of course, the G Fund was up its normal 0.28%. The F Fund, again, had a big month, 1%. More telling, through the end of April, year to date, the C Fund's up 7%, the S Fund is up 15%, and the I Fund is down for the year, down 1.5%. Now, the I Fund is the International Stock Fund, and it's affected by not only what happens to stock markets overseas, but also by the value of the U.S. dollar. So when the dollar strengthens, when its value goes up, the value of international stocks relative to the dollar is going to go down. And it's important to point out, you know, if you look at what's been happening in May, what we've seen is very sharp declines in both international and domestic stock markets. You know, we've had at least 3 2-point declines this week. And it brings into focus, you know, something that, you know, people may not think about, which is the world has become so intertwined. And there's such a strong correlation between stock markets all over the world, including our own, that investors have to worry about what's happening in a country like Greece. And Greece is doing extremely poorly financially. It may go bankrupt. And that's caused stock declines all over the world. It's caused very sharp declines in the U.S.
To what degree are some of the problems that that you've just described in the I Fund and also the international investment community as well? To what degree is that based in uncertainty, and to what degree is that might that be based on hard and firm indicators of how investments are performing overseas?
Well, there's always going to be a psychological factor, a psychological reaction, and you know, and so the real question is, you know, how much of an actual underlying problem is there? How much of a real problem? And certainly with Greece, there is clearly a huge problem. And it's going to affect a lot of other people directly because a lot of countries have loaned money to Greece, or their banks have. And, you know, they expect, you know, maybe they're not going to be repaid, and so that's going to have a negative effect on their banks.
Well, then the next question I have for you regards the L funds. And we know that in some cases the L funds are invested in different variants or different subsets of the G, the F, the S, the C, S, and I funds. To what degree is that uncertainty reflected maybe in the performance of the L funds?
Okay, well, the L funds were all positive last month. And, you know, how positive they were, you know, depended upon which fund you were looking at. And they sort of performed as you would expect, which is the L2040 fund, which has the highest percentage in equities, which means the C and the S and the I funds and the TSP, had the highest rate of return. And L2030 came in second, 2020 came in third, and the L Income Fund, which is the most conservative, having 80% in the F and G funds, and actually most of that is in the G fund, the most conservative of the TSP funds, you know, had the lowest rate of return, 0.5%. It was up 0.5%. And so there they are performing as exactly as expected.
We talked a little bit about the international factors, Greece, concern about Spain and Portugal. But the news here stateside appears to be at least improving on a weekly basis.
Definitely the improving economy has been a positive for the stock market. And you know, earnings have been up, and in many cases, earnings are higher than expected. And earnings are really long-term what many people think drive the stock market. You know, as earnings go up, stocks go up eventually. You know, there may be huge lags. It may get ahead of itself. But it's really earnings that drive the stock market. And earnings have been good. And as you say, the economy appears to be getting slowly better. It's been very slowly better. And certain parts of the economy, like unemployment, take a very long time to recover. And other parts of it, like consumer spending, you know, we're not so sure, you know, how strong the recovery really is. You know, is this the permanent recovery?